This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender on KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord, he is God. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. For Jesus is the Son of God. I give thanks this morning to God the Father, to God the Son, and to God the Holy Spirit for making this ministry possible. For if it wasn't for the Lord, this could not be possible. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love my job. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy name. If you have your Bible and you would like to follow along, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 is where the teaching is coming from today, starting with verse 3. And the Holy Spirit said, for if our gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, if that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are already always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. we also believe and therefore speak. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, abound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and external weight of glory. While we look at the things which are seen, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I'd like to say good morning to whosoever the Lord has allowed to be tuned in this morning. For as I just recently read, this is the life of the bride of Christ, the true son, daughter of God. And Jesus tells us that the world will hate us. He lets us know that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall be persecuted. He lets us know that in this world we shall have tribulations. The Holy Spirit lets us know that in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17, he lets us know to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. I would like to speak to my brothers and sisters that may be tuned in this morning. I just want to encourage you to keep the faith. Understand that as long as we're moving, following the leading of the Holy Spirit, then the world will hate us. But know that we are in good company. For Jesus said, know this, that the world hated him first. Hated him first because Jesus told them that their works were evil, that their religious works were evil, and because he spoke this truth to them, they hated him with a hell-fired hatred, the Bible says, and hated him unto death. We as the bride of Christ, the Bible tells us that the servant is not above the master. So if the world hated our Lord Jesus Christ, we must know for certain that the world will hate us. It doesn't change where we go, for the Bible said that they will persecute you from city to city. But the Bible lets us know that for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For things which are seen are temporal, but things which are not seen are eternal. I know some of you have heard folks say to you that start your own business when you come to Jesus. It's all right to start your own business. It's all right to go about doing what you want to do. But I stopped by this morning to tell you, Jesus whom is not a man that he can lie, made it very clear to the bride of Christ. And Jesus said unto them all, if any man come after me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake, the same shall save it. We just heard the Holy Spirit speaking to Brother Paul, whom is absent from the body. This is the turmoil that he experienced while following the Holy Spirit, while preaching the glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Not preaching another gospel, but preaching that which God sent him to preach. For the Holy Spirit said through Paul, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribes? Where is the disputers of this world? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greek foolishness, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. For I, too, determined not to know anything among you, save in Jesus Christ and him crucified. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I want to encourage you all this morning that if you have been following man's way to salvation, repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. I encourage you this morning to get in the ship, get in Christ. Get on board while you still have a chance. I encourage you, if you're going to be passionate about something, be passionate about serving God. If you're going to be on fire about something, be on fire about serving the Lord. If you're going to go all out doing something, go all out in serving God. Because in the end, your reward will remain. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the Lord sent me this morning with a twofold message. Somebody that's tuned in this morning, that because you had gone into, entered into the doors of a place that preached another gospel, and you just felt that something just wasn't right. And eventually you stopped going to that place, and eventually you went back to the world. But the Lord sent me by this morning to let you know that he knows all about it, and understand why this occurred. But he wants you to know that he's calling you to come on back home. For he's waiting.